Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Yes, you guys, join the fun. I guess they're not going to play Eric's music, but that's cool. We have got a special treat for you guys. This is Elisa Medhus. We've got my son, Eric, an eternally 20-year-old spirit guide. His voice, Veronica Drake, and we've got a special guest today, Ryan Adragna, who is going to read people's energy today and tell us first a little bit about himself. First of all, hello, Veronica. Hello, Eric. I love
you. Hello.
And hello, Ryan.
Hi, Mama. I love you.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. So, Ryan, yeah, tell us a little bit about what you do, who you are, et cetera.
Well, just a high-level shot, looking at the forest from the trees. I fell in love. I got nudged by your son about, I would say, maybe 5 or 6 years ago on Failing Air YouTube, watching the Angels and Demons YouTubes and trying to figure out what was validated and what was not. And I stumbled upon the website of Channeling Eric. I really got intrigued by it, and I started just looking at it for a couple years. And about 4 years ago, I would say, I met a guy, a healer, a mutual friend of ours, which we both know, Audie Heron.
Yes.
Audie Heron was a tremendous healer, and I admired his abilities so much. As a matter of fact, I could say I was maybe just a tiny bit, I wouldn't use the word jealous, but I would use the word jealous. I was like, how does he do that stuff? I mean, how can he do that? Because I didn't know what a healer was. And
can you give us an example of something he did?
Yeah, I called them up. I was very apprehensive, and I called them up for appointments. And he called me back within 24 hours. And he goes, Ryan. He goes, just go through my website and take a look at what I do. And if you feel at peace and love with it, then I'll work on you. And I was just, I was like, right, this sounds awesome, and he worked on me, and it felt like I went to another dimension. It felt like, how is this possible? How can someone from 5, 6, 7 states away, you know, 1,000 miles away, have this effect on me? I didn't quite understand it, but I accepted it. That's what I thought, too. I was like, wow. And so after, just to make a long story short here, I'm kind of babbling a little bit, but well, I feel like I'm babbling. Maybe about 2.5 years ago, I started having a lot of panic attacks, and I'm going to drop another name here because I can, because I want to, because she deserves credit. I just couldn't figure out what was going on with me. Audie did something. He bossed it on. And I contacted this wonderful channeling air medium called Raylene Nuances, and I was talking to her one day, and I started having this panic attack again, and all this stuff started flowing through my body. I could feel it. It was like electricity. And I said to her, Raylene, stop your reading. I said, what is going on here? And she goes, that's your guides and your angels that you're feeling. And then I got nudged, I think, by your beautiful, wonderful son. I said, wait a minute here. Am I in the same club as Audie? And she came back with a yes. I'm like,
wow,
really? Okay. Well, I didn't. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So, but, you know, and I sigh here because being and I was told I was a born healer, but being that thing, it didn't come with an owner's manual under the Christmas tree. You know,
too bad.
You know, it took me 4 or 5 months to figure it out, because I didn't want to hurt people. Being a healer, being able to be an energy transmitter, an energy transducer, it was important for me to try to figure out how to channel energy from the spirit world, which is what Audie did. exactly what he does, mm-hmm. and be able to do that for the good of mankind. If someone's hurting, I work my best to fix them. So, yeah, I give credit to both to Raylene and to Audie and to your son, Eric, and to you for setting up that beautiful website for bringing me to where I am today. So, yeah.
Well, we're thankful to have you. I mean, what a formidable power. And it comes with such responsibility for the welfare of people that you treat. So, wow, that's my hat's off to you. Well, you want to try to talk to some people and give them an energy reading? And then we'll let you say how people get in touch with you.
Yeah, and what I'll say here first and foremost is, and I don't want people to be disenchanted. Sometimes the spirit in the spirit world, everyone has free will, and has the ability to step forward. Sometimes, and it's to my dismay, unfortunately, sometimes I won't pick up anything. And the reason for that is maybe spirit says it's not their time to know or understand. They have to go through a life experience or lesson. So I just want to caution the listeners who are hoping for some sort of a magic wand or rub that crystal ball that I may or may not pick up on anything, and that's not because, and it's like, if it's a negative energy in them, I can pick up on that, but if it's an experience or a lesson that they have to go through, spirit is not going to give me the cliff notes to give to them, to like a cheat sheet, if you will, say, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to turn this key in this direction. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it makes complete sense. All right, let's take a caller. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm all done. I'm done babbling.
That's one of my techniques too, babbling. All right, let's take somebody from the 210 area code. Hi there, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all?
I'm doing fine. What's your first name?
Jenny.
What's your first name? Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Okay.
Hi
there.
Read your energy?
Sure. Go ahead.
Go for it, Ryan.
How's it going? How's it going, Jenny?
It's good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fan-dam-dabulous. Thank you. I think that's a new word.
It is now.
Yeah. So how you doing today? How's life treating you?
It's great. It's really great. How are you?
How can I help you? Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you. So do you have a question?
I do have a question. I'm calling for my husband, actually. We had some questions answered from a medium from Dr. Mahus' site. And I guess I'm calling for him on his job. It said that he was going to get a promotion on his job, and his job's kind of, they're going through difficult times where he works. So he just wanted a little bit more clarification. So if the energy could be toward my husband and how that for him, I just,
What's your husband's name, Jenny?
Mike,
okay. How should I say this? My spirit team just laid an ice pack around the top of my chest, which to me represents that he needs to chill out and not be so anxious and apprehensive about this. So I'm feeling that he's a little anxious. I don't know if that makes sense. But halfway up my rib cage up to my shoulders just got a very, very cold sensation, which means, Mike, you got to chill out. You have to relax, stop being so anxious. It'll come when the time is right for you. His will is strong. His heart is in the right place, but he just needs to chill out. It will come to him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Eric, do you have anything to add? Eric, are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
No, Veronica, are you there? Oh, did we lose Veronica?
Oh.
Let's see if we might have. Hang on. Let me look for her on the board here.
So Jenny, really quick, before Veronica chimes in, the chest area, that's the fourth chakra, that's the heart area. So he just needs to, his heart is in the right place, but he just needs to calm down and, you know, just take a couple deep breaths and that type of thing. So,
Okay, I think we have Veronica back. Veronica, you back?
Yes, Eric hung me up and I got muted, so I'm back in. Can you hear me?
How rude.
I can't, man.
My God,
Eric.
Okay, so Eric has been a prankster. Jenny, here's the thing for Mike. Eric is saying very clearly Mike has to up his game. And so, in other words, if there's a promotion that Mike's looking for, energetically up his game. And what is there one more thing that Mike could learn that could help him get ahead of the learning curve very early before he gets the promotion, which we feel is in the works? So there's one thing that he could learn before they tell him he has to learn it. Does he sell something?
No, he's a teacher.
Okay, so then he's going to have to sell himself, and it's going to be an administrative position higher up. Is that what he's looking for?
No, he wasn't looking for anything at all. They told him, a medium told him he was going to get a promotion for his job, and he was trying to get more clarification on it because they didn't clarify anything. So he wasn't looking for it. That's what we're trying to figure out.
So admin, so could he be interested in an admin position unconsciously? Because this is the next level for him. This is what we're hearing. Eric is going higher up, lots of paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's possible. Didn't say he'd love it.
Oh, okay.
Money.
You said he didn't, he would not love it? Is that what you said?
No, Eric is saying he may not love it, but once he gets into it and he gets the groove of it, it's definitely different than he's doing, but it's going to be something that he will ease into and eventually own. There's going to be some budget cut also. Eric, I see money, dollar signs, being taken away, but not from your husband's paycheck.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and maybe that will push him into a new role when other people go by the wayside. Maybe he will have to take up the slack and have more responsibility. Maybe that's what it's all about.
Jenny, is it public school?
Yes, it is.
Because there's a possibility that he may find himself, and Eric is saying charter school, that he may be interested in applying for something in a charter school, something that's more private.
That's kind of like a promotion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
I hope that helps.
It
Thank
does.
You.
I appreciate it. And y'all have a happy Halloween.
Great. Too. Bye, Jenny. Good luck to Mike.
Bye. I will. Thank you all so much.
Sure. Okay. We have somebody from the 910 area code. Hi there. What's your first name? And welcome to the show.
Hi. It's Belinda from North Carolina.
Hello. How you doing? So let's see if I can read your energy. At first, we're reading people's energy today, so let's see what Ryan can pick up on you.
Yeah, I have to ask you for your first name again. Cut out a little bit. I'm sorry I didn't catch it.
Yes, it sure did. What's your first name?
Belinda.
Miranda.
Spell that.
B-E-L-I-N-D-A.
Okay.
Oh, Belinda.
Yes.
Okay, Belinda. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Are you sure? I'm going to ask a few questions so I can kind of not be a creep or not be the guy who's standing on the ladder outside the window looking in your bedroom. Not that kind of creep, but I'm just going to try to read into your energy field. But before I do that, I just want to ask you a question or two. How is the how are you doing from a physical standpoint, you know, from your second and third chakras? Are those okay? Your digestive tract and your
back surgeries?
I'm sorry?
Would that count? I've had back surgeries. Would that count?
Yeah, I got some immediately when you called in. I even though I couldn't pick up your name quite clearly, I immediately got a kind of a stomach ache in my second shifting up to my third chakra, which to me kind of translated. I had to shift my I'm seated in a chair here. I kind of shift my back a little bit to my lower back. So yeah. That's probably, and I don't know if that's the reason why you're calling in, because I can't hear, you know, the spirit world. I can just feel the energy. So did you have a specific question as far as an energy reading?
I've never had one done before, so I'm curious.
Yeah, it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, it's distant healing is... Elisa and you know, and everyone else knows Veronica as well. It's just the ability to pick up on the chakras, you know, seven chakras going through your body, and sometimes they can get misaligned and cause pain either on the physical, emotional, spiritual, or mental levels. And I just would encourage you to try to relieve your anxiety that you have going. I can feel some pressure right between my eyes. Which is just located, and that's your sixth chakra, your third eye, your pineal gland. So, and also your seventh chakra. So, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've had a headache for the last 2 hours.
If you're resisting something, and I don't know, maybe Veronica can chime in on that later, but. There's something going on in your life that you're resisting, and it's kind of bleeding down your body physically. Because whenever you have thought energies, what happens is they become when you think about something over and over and over again, it eventually manifests into something physical. And if you're a worrywart or if you have a lot of anxiety, then it's going to manifest into physical pain. So whatever you're worrying about, I would recommend that you maybe take some Epsom salt baths or kind of carry some black hematite stone with you to try to ground and clear yourself every day, that type of thing. So whatever negative energies are coming into your body, you have to figure out how to release those. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, let's see what Erica has to say about this, too. Veronica, Eric, you want to chime in?
So we want to know, do you have trouble walking?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we can feel a numbness, a heaviness in the lower half of your body. And by the way, Eric and I were cut off the first half of this call, so A, we don't know who you are, and B, we don't know what you're asking. So we're gonna wing it here. So the heaviness below your legs, we can see a throbbing, a tremendous amount of pain. And here's a question for you. Do you suffer from depression? Clinical depression. Have you been diagnosed with that?
No.
Okay. One of the things that you want to do, Eric is saying movement. Movement, movement, movement. Even if you sit in a chair, okay, and you pedal your legs, like imagine yourself riding a bike, he's saying get the lower half of your body moving, get the energy flowing in the lower half of your body. Move as if you were actually moving. Now, you may not have a stationary bike, like an exercise bike, but you can do the pedal motion. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's going to get you flowing.
Is there a blockage of energy in one of her chakras, Ryan or mm-hmm. Eric?
I'm sorry. I felt a blockage in her second chakra, and I think that stems from a chronic muscle condition in her lower back, which I agree with Veronica. If anybody's ever pulled their lower back, you're pretty much incapacitated. I'm in my 40s, and Oh, yeah. You're just, like, done for a couple of weeks. Unless you're 18, mm-hmm. you can spring back in a few days. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, that's, and I agree with Veronica, that's, I wasn't picking up the legs not being able to walk, but I was picking up on some discomfort down there, probably, and I'm not a doctor here, I'm going to guess your lower lumbar vertebrae or something like that, but,
exactly.
It's inflamed, but your anxiety, it's got to, like Veronica is saying, I'm not sure, I don't think it's clinical depression, but, you got to figure out how to kind of suppress that a little bit. So with that, I'll step aside here and I'll let Veronica speak. I'm sorry, Veronica.
No, that's okay. We're jumping in.
Wait, I would like to know from Eric what she could do practically. Can she visualize sending white light to a lumbar spine or anything like
so
that?
So he's saying as she begins this movement, as she begins the pedaling, that was his piece, bring the pedaling in, bring the movement in. It's going to get the flow going. There's a disconnect between the physical body and the spiritual body. Are you spiritual in nature? Do you have a spiritual practice?
No, Eric's my guide to learning.
Okay. That's what he's saying to me. She has me. She has me. So he's saying, just get your physical body moving, the lower half of you. And he's, you know, the depression, the physical movement is going to help the depression because the depression is coming from the pain that you're in, the pain that you suffer. So
oh, my God, that can really cause depression, yeah.
Yeah, he's an advocate for movement.
Wired your entire brain, people. It really can. Now, can she listen to things on like YouTube or iTunes, chakra cleansing or rebalancing tunes?
Yes, all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing, the sound, Eric is saying the sounds of nature. So if you, while you're doing your movement exercise, turn on a waterfall, turn on the sounds of rain, or better yet, if it's raining, sit with the energy of the earth. Bring it back in. Go to the natural places that heal you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that helps
you.
That helps a lot.
One more thing, Belinda, do yourself a favor, and I'm sorry to interrupt Veronica, Eliza, but do yourself a favor and try to watch, and this might be a challenge, but try to watch as least amount of media television as you can, you know, the NBCs, ABCs, CNNs of the world, because all that is negative energy, and you don't need any more negative energy coming into your body. So, like Veronica was saying, go for the nature walks. But truth be told, when I'm home, the TV's never on because whatever happens when you watch TV, I always put my hand over my heart because it hurts me to listen to all the negative news. That is.
I know. Me too. I stopped watching it. Yep.
Yep. Me too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do yourself.
Great. I hope that helps you. We'll go pray for you, Belinda.
Oh, thank you.
Kisses, honey. Eric sends his love.
I love him, too. I speak and tell his mama I had him some switches for him for turning off the, turning you off from the everybody else.
I know. Right? He keeps doing that. He's always hanging me up.
Naughty boy. Naughty boy. He's got your back literally and figuratively, I'm sure, Belinda. So, all
right.
All the best.
He does. He makes me laugh.
Good night, honey.
Hi, sweetie.
Good night.
Night.
She's so sweet. I've heard her. She's called in before, and she's just a lovely person.
I recognize her.
That nice, thick North Carolina accent. All right, here's one from the 603 area code. I'm going to push this button twice, I guess. All right. Hi there. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Are you there? Hello? Uh-oh.
What number?
Hello, are you there?
What number?
603. You. If we
it's
hear
you,
baby. You're on.
Sorry.
It's all you.
All right.
Did I do it?
Okay.
What's your first
name? Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen. Let's see what Ryan and Eric have to say about you. Is that okay? Okay, go for it.
Hey, Karen. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Ryan. Good.
Just wanted to know real quick, did you have any questions as far as how you're feeling mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually at this time?
I do have a question. I'm going through, my ex is bringing me to court for full custody of my daughter. The reason, not because he wants to, he has an undying love for her, it's because he just wants to punish me. And I want to know how that
looks. Yeah. And using your child as a weapon, that's not good.
Exactly.
Well, you're an empath, Karen. Do you know what it is? Okay, so you know that. Okay. I'm sorry?
I figured as much. I felt that in my previous communications with her.
So
yeah.
So this is about boundaries for you. What you're doing is when it comes to energy exchanges, you're receiving more negative energies from him, and your energy field is bloated out, and you're just becoming a hot mess, for lack of a better term. So
right.
What you need to do is ground and clear your energies every day. You know, take your saltwater baths. You know, once or twice a week.
How do you do that, Ryan?
What's that?
How do you ground and clear your energy? A lot of people probably don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me back up here.
Awesome.
So what I like to do, I like to follow after my mentor Audie Aaron. He was a tree hugger, and I'm a tree hugger. If you have any trees in your yard, like a big fat oak tree, what you do is you go out and you in your bare feet, and in the summer, fall, or winter time, and well, if it's in the winter time, you have to go out really fast because otherwise your feet are going to freeze. But
no doubt.
But,
yeah,
but,
not in Texas,
but
Ryan. Not
your,
in Texas, Ryan.
But
not in
how,
Texas.
How I ground, Karen, is I will go out to the tree, I will touch the tree with both of my hands and my bare feet, and I will ask for the highest benevolent white energy from Prime Source to rain down on me like a dewfall, like you're taking a shower, and send those negative energies out of you, and send them to Gaia or Mother Earth. Another way
that Gaia really recycles negative energy quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And another fast way of doing it, Karen. When you're in the shower under the shower head, just picture that shower water as being white light from Prime Source as it rains down on you, and feel that. Feel that energy flow down through your body, down to your feet, and into the drain, and to clear you out. And then for protection, I always like to call an Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is protector angel, so he will protect you. But you should call on him. So
I have called on him before. Yep.
Okay. It's a pole system, so he'll be there, but you have to ask for it. So, but in any case, I'm getting a little off track here. Sorry about that.
Well, I made you get off track. It's all my fault, Ryan. It's all my fault. But I really thought
okay.
I was going to learn a new thing.
I failed to explain protection and grounding. I'm sorry. That's fault.
No, you know, most of the blog members probably know that, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah. So does that make sense, Karen?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so like I said, you know, so make sure you ground and clear yourself. Get some white sage, you know, black hematite, and carry that around with you. And I just take 10 more seconds here. Make sure, like Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. So if he's going to talk smack, if he's going to give you smack talk, you just ignore it, let it go through in one ear and out the other, and all should be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I've
tried, you know, I don't even deal with them. My parents deal with them so that I don't have to have that negativity.
Good.
For the pickup and the drop off. Yeah, so that's helped tremendously.
Good.
So, Eric, what's going to happen in this case?
Eric is very confident that good always prevails, and good is of love. And the statement she made at the beginning really struck both of us in the heart. You know, he's not doing it out of undying love for his child, and there's no way that that will go his way. It just won't.
Good.
The energy, listen, but and the other thing is to keep yourself positive. You know, just keep surrounding yourself in the white light. Keep talking to me, as in Eric is saying, keep talking to me. And also grounding. Mother Earth, if you can't get outside or if you work indoors, put your fingers in a potted plant. Touch the earth. And just imagine roots coming off your fingers, and just you're pouring out the negativity and taking it back into the earth, and you're going to be cleansed.
Okay.
But, yeah, and there'll be resolve with all of this. It may be longer than you think with all of this, but by the beginning of the year, maybe February at the latest, you'll have complete definitiveness.
Okay.
That's nice. One thing I want to add that I love Ryan's example of cleansing the energy in the shower, because I do that.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Sometimes
me too, because that's easier for me than catching cold.
Yeah. And sometimes I need a lot of tangibility behind it because I'm kind of thick-skulled. But sometimes it helps me to imagine the negative energy as black water that goes down the drain. So I don't know
black
if that's
water?
Necessary, but. Yeah, like you fix the black instead of white. Is that what you're saying? No, white raining down on you, and pushing out the black energy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'm off base, Ryan. You got to help me here.
Can I chime in for 30 more seconds here, please?
Oh, please do. We need you,
Karen. if you have any Epsom salt, another trick here to accelerate the negative energy release from your body, if you have any Epsom salt, when you're under the shower, just take a handful of that Epsom salt, pour it on the crown of your head. The chemistry. It will extract the negative ions or the negative energies out of your body. So pour it on the top of your head and rub it all over your body and let the chemistry do the rest of it.
Really?
What's it do for your hair?
do you make a flurry? Do you moisten the crystals at all or not?
I don't know what it does for your hair, but I'm bald, so I can't speak for that.
I think bald men are sexy, okay? I'm just saying. But no, I mean, do you have to moisten the Epsom salts at all, or do you just, it's totally dry?
If I'm feeling really mucky after a healing session, what I'll do is I'll just put a handful over the top of my head, just kind of rub it on the top of my head, over my face, over my back, just like I'm washing with soap. And then I let the water take over, and it's just funny because I watch the water go down the drain. It's like a dirty gray stuff. I'm like,
neat. That's good. So you wash with soap first and then do the Epsom salts afterwards. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because you want the Epsom salt last. Gotcha.
Well, I hope that helps, Karen.
Oh, yes,
it
does. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. All right. Yep. Thank you for calling in. And thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Eric, for helping her out.
Yes, thank you, Eric and Ryan. And the other lady, too.
Veronica.
I just became the other lady officially.
Oh, you are Veronica, the other lady. Eric's voice. All right. All right, let me see who else. First of all, I want to give a shout-out for LiveParanormal.com, who we would not have this radio show without. So, let me see here who we got. How about somebody from the 323 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Awesome to be on.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on. What's your first name?
Alan.
Alan, where are you calling from, Alan?
California.
Oh, California. Awesome. All right, so Yeah, let's see. Is it okay if Ryan reads your energy and Eric can chime in here and there?
All right. Hey, Ellen, how's it going? I'm Ryan.
It's good. Awesome.
You sure? Okay. It's a little hesitant. Hey, don't mind if I ask you how you feeling energetically wise, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. Are you doing okay?
There are highs and lows. It's just, it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, a little hesitation. Slight,
well, I felt that. I felt, Alan, I feel like there's something going on.
There's something bugging. Something bugging you, buddy. I don't know. Right now, I'm not picking up on anything physically with you right now, but I'm picking up on something emotionally with you right now, and I don't know. I'm having a hard time reading you for whatever reason. I don't know, maybe you're blocking me, but and then don't take that the wrong way. Some people tend to block when they have big barriers up and they don't want to let their guards down. That's okay. I'm not mad at you.
You're not going to have to put a time out, Alan. But we will send Eric to prank you.
Okay.
Can Eric chime in? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go for it, Eric.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Ryan. Eric is jumping around like a little kid here. Ryan,
yeah, I know. I could feel it because Alan's got something. He's hesitant to talk about, so I'll step back and let Eric jump in.
Alan, I'm Veronica. I'm officially the other woman. I am the voice of Eric. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Eric wants to tell you that he feels your pain. There's a connection you have with Eric because of certain thought patterns. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, sweetheart. Eric wants to assure you that what you're feeling, the up, the down, the all around, the roller coaster, is absolutely able to be maintained and straightened out. You know what the answer isn't. Let's now find what the answer is. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you've been thinking about, now also, is there a third person, is there, like, I feel your energy, I feel Eric's energy, and is there somebody else in your life involved with you that's making you, let's say, a little crazy?
I wouldn't say, like, consistently. It's just, like, the norm.
They're in and out. They're in, they're out, they're there, they're not there. It's just this, and I think Ryan, I don't know if you used it now, but the hot mess kind of thing, I think it was the last call. There's this person or energy that keeps appearing, and Eric and I are calling it, it's making you be a hot mess. This whole roller coaster thing is, you're very sensitive to other people's energies. So,
is he an empath?
You know, I don't know if... You know, officially, I don't know that you would use the title empath, but I know that you feel things very deeply.
So it's kind of an empath, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you call yourself an empath, Alan?
No, I don't, because it hurts too much. So I just pick up information either clairvoyantly or clairaudiently, not like through feeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Eric, do you like music?
Yeah.
Because Eric is, I hear a lot of music around, and Eric is saying, find some music, and he'll be over tonight. So, go ahead. Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, no. For whatever reason, I'm not trying to embarrass anybody here. For whatever reason, the word lover came up, and I just had to put that out there. I apologize. A partner or a lover or something that's creating these roller coaster of emotions, there's a connection there. And like I said, I wasn't picking up anything physical in his chakras or anything, but there's an emotional thing going on with someone that he's very, very close to, and they're not seeing eye to eye for whatever reason.
So what can he do, Eric or Ryan? Give us the answer. Damn other people. Sometimes they can be so difficult.
Eric is all about getting involved and feeling the rhythm of the music. Alan, you might say you like music, and we're not implying that you need to love it, but lose yourself in the rhythm is what Eric is saying. Just zen out, just meditate. And when you go to these dark places, really go deep into the rhythm. And we're going to tell you to look up, if you're not familiar with drumming, the rhythmic sound of drumming, Alan.
Oh, I love
that's
drumming.
Really going to be something. That's going to be something, Alan, that's going to pull you out. Are you familiar with that, honey?
No.
Okay, Google it. Eric is saying Google drumming, and when you go on, you're going to find some really cool drums and the rhythm, because what happens is this person, this energy, comes in, and it throws you off kilter, and then you go all over the place, all over
well,
the place. And then
this person?
Is this a lover, as Ryan mentioned, or is it a romantic interest that maybe doesn't share the same values that you do?
The person that throws me off is family, but there has been a new lover.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me just tell you this. The family that throws you off and the lover, Eric is saying be very cautious because there's similarities. So watch for it and don't put your head in the sand with the new lover. We're not saying get rid of him or her. We're just saying be very mindful that you're not going to tolerate what the family does to you. Okay.
Okay.
And it can be a discussion you can have with the lover, meaning with the family member, they're going to dig their heels in, they're going to make you nuts. You can't kind of get rid of them. But the lover you can set, and I think Ryan used the word boundaries.
Well, you can get rid of them. You know, sometimes it's like parents, for example, they're the greyhound bus that gets you there. I mean, you don't have to continue a relationship if it's toxic, right?
No.
Now, are there any relationships that Alan needs to? Are there any relationships that Alan needs to cut ties with, or somehow rectify?
Alan, are you looking for approval? On some level, have you looked for approval in the past?
In what exactly?
In approval from your family about
parents,
your life, about situations,
yeah.
From your superior.
No,
I don't know.
No, I distance myself from them, so I don't really need it.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. So you kind of know what you're doing. You know, just, you know, watch the new lover. Just make sure that you stay even keel energy with that lover.
Are you saying that this new lover might be triggering some of the things that he's, you know, had to deal with family?
Eric is saying there could be a mirror. They could be a mirror okay. image. Some of the characteristics and behaviors could be this family member that triggers this. It's too new, though, right, Alan? This is fairly new, the lover?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why Eric is jumping in saying just, yeah. Did you have a question for Eric?
So I read on the blog a while back that other than fluoride, mercury fillings in teeth can affect it. So what can mm-hmm. people do to reverse the effects of mercury on the pineal gland?
Oh, I love that question.
Ryan?
That's a chemistry question, what my spirit team is telling me right now, but what you do need to do is to reverse the effects on your pineal gland, also known as your third eye or your sixth chakra, you would need to have some sort of healing done on you by someone. So
is that something you could do?
I'm not going to promote myself. I'm just going to say, Alan, I would suggest that you go to a valid energy healer. And they will be able to straighten out your sixth chakra, your pineal gland, and if that is your, you know, so that will take care of that.
How do you spell
pineal
that?
Gland?
No.
P-I-N-E-A-L.
No. The type of energy healer.
Oh, the energy healer? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm speaking verbal diarrhea here. He can do a sacrum, S-E-K-H-E-M, sacrum healer. And that's Egyptians. That's through the ancient Egyptians. Alan, I would encourage you to go to the Channeling Eric Mediums page. Okay? go to Channeling Eric's page, and under that page, you will find a section on healers, and I would encourage you to find the one that resonates with you. But that's
how does it get in touch with you, Ryan? Ryan, I know you don't like self-promoting, but really, how do people get in touch with you? Because you're awesome.
How do people get oh, my goodness. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Alan, if you want to get in touch with me, you'll see my name, Ryan Adragna, under the healer section, under the general healers, or you can go to healingthroughspirit.com. That's my website. But to answer your question about the fluoride and the mercury and all that baloney affecting your third eye, that can be healed. That's not a problem. So that's as far as I'm going to go with that one. But hey, do yourself a favor, Alan, and love yourself because you are loved more than you can possibly imagine. And forget about what anybody else says about you. You are a fantastic and wonderful, beautiful soul. And it doesn't matter what anybody else. Yeah, and it doesn't matter what Billy Bob or Sue or Joe thinks about you down the street. Who cares? You live your life and keep your head up. And you're a good man. And it'll work out for you.
And Eric, he got his back, right? Eric, will you sit with him and help him and listen to drumming music with
him? Eric is saying he'll be over tonight. He'll be over tonight, so when you feel him, trust it. One other thing Eric wants to say, flax oil. You want to detoxify. Get in there and detoxify your liver. You do your flax oil.
That's awesome. I didn't know that did that. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Veronica, before we take another caller, can you share your information? How can people get in touch with you or whatever information you'd like to share?
VeronicaDrake.com, and I'm on Facebook, Veronica Drake, and you can also join my free group, Discover Your Purpose, and we can heal and help the world.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Alan, for calling in.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Bye.
Good night, Alan. Kisses.
Awesome.
You're good
awesome.
Day, Alan.
Okay, sweetie. Bye. You know, you're right. I feel like he's a really sweet soul. There's something about this guy that I really like. Okay.
Yeah, he's just misunderstood.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are. You're right. All right, let's take another caller. We've got somebody from the 773 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Oh, hi. Oh, my God, that's me. I'm so nervous. Hi. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Veronica.
Hi,
hi. Oh, my God. I'm nervous, too.
Okay, good.
Name.
So this is Tammy. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey.
Hey, Chicago, Chi-Town.
Yeah. Can we, is it okay if Ryan gives you an energy reading and Eric can chime in as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, go for it, people.
Hey. All right. Hey, Tammy, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I just kind of want to ask you a question about your energy fields. Do you have any questions? First of all, I work on the four I have no adjective for this. Emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental. I'm not picking up any physical things from you right now. A little slight heartburn. I don't know what going on with that. Maybe I need to have another drink of water. But anything of concern that you want to know about your energy field at this moment in time?
I do have a question. I don't know if it's necessarily about my energy field, but maybe you could sense the energy around this. I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I was recently offered an opportunity to do some kind of work, so to speak, and it really came out of nowhere, and I'm feeling really insecure about it. I'm sort of not qualified exactly, so but it also sounds very exciting. So I was just wondering if maybe you pick up anything surrounding that.
Yeah, go ahead and please please, if you could, please let your guards down a little bit because you're kind of blocking me a little bit. Don't take that the wrong way, but lower your guards a little bit. It's okay. When I read people, it's always best that they just kind of relax and say, ooh,
take a deep breath. Deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're a little picking up a little apprehensive. Not about this call. You're nervous about this call. It's all over. It's all gone. But you're feeling a little anxious about what you're talking about. I get a little bit of heartburn. I think that you should follow your instinct. And for whatever reason, this is weird. My third eye got a little cold right now. My spirit team is telling me that this is kind of off subject, maybe even a different book. I don't know, but my spirit team is telling me that you have a slight interest in mediumship and your abilities. I know this is different subject, not what you're calling about. Sorry about that, but in the back of your mind.
That's okay.
You're resisting something in the back of your mind. But
Eric,
does he have the gift, Eric? You can chime in too.
No, I'm just calling a spade here because that's what my spirit team does to me. They're like, yeah, my third eye got really cold, which means yours is cold too, and I got some heartburn going on. My third and second chakra are kind of buzzing a little bit. So follow your intuition. You're being a stay-at-home mom. You're very curious. You're very intuitive. Besides that, I'm not picking up on anything physically wrong with you at this moment in time.
Okay.
I mean, you're all squared away in that department, but your guides and your angels are pushing you to kind of get into the channeling Eric world of mediumship and abilities.
Cool.
And to speak your truth. My truth told, I gotta crack my neck now because now my fifth chakra is all jacked up. Thank you very much, Tammy.
Yeah, great, Tammy.
Okay,
guys, we only have one more minute. Eric, would you like to add anything to that?
Tammy, just believe in yourself, Eric is saying, and just believe that even though you don't think you have what you need, you absolutely have what you need. It hasn't been activated yet, sweetheart. That's all.
Well, should she take on this new endeavor?
Oh, my God, what? I heard, oh, my God, and then I didn't hear. Say it again.
I just want people listening to hear that Ryan, what you said is so right on. I mean, if you ask me what my dream job would be, it would be to be a medium. I just don't have any confidence in myself. It's crazy that you picked up on that. And the job, so to speak, is to develop a spiritual course for children at a spiritual center, teaching things like mediumship and all kinds of spiritual things. So that's really crazy.
Eric, should she do that?
Yeah, and that's it. And you just haven't, it just hasn't been fully developed yet. We agree. You're right on. That's it.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, I'm afraid we're going to have to close the show before I run the other one. I'll get in big trouble from LifeAaronOver.com. So, guys, out there, I love you. Go check out Ron Adragna, ADRAGNA. And he's on the ChannelingEricMediums.com page. And Veronica Drake at VeronicaDrake.com. And she's also, of course, on Facebook. Love you guys. Thank you, Eric. I love you. Ryan.
Love you, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
I hope you come back again. And Veronica, I love you as always.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.